We got to talk very, very quickly about this new type of fitness that's going on. It started in Thailand. It's called bungee fitness. Have you ever heard of it? Because I don't know what it is. I honestly have no idea. It makes me think of, and without even hearing anything about it, I'm getting flashbacks to this guy who used to work at my school who was Scottish, and he always made us use TRX, which was these two straps that like hang from the wall, and he makes you like, he's like, you gotta go on the straps, you gotta do da da, and we just, our coach in our first 15 rugby would force us to go and do a TRX session. He would like check our names off. And this guy that, actually I won't say that, could be, I'll just say the guy who ran the TRX at the gym, I don't think he liked me very much because he thought I was rude, I think, because I said, what, one time instead of like, beg your pardon or something. So anyway, I digress. We got Linda on the line who's doing it in at Bronte Fitness. I think she's basically set up the studio here. She's learnt the process. Let's find out what it is. Linda, hello. How are you going?
Hi there. How are you doing?
Hey, very well. I got to say, look, I know nothing about bungee as a fitness art. And I, for those that haven't heard of it before, how would you describe it in like a sentence or two? What do you think?
Oh, okay. So, well, just imagine a bungee jump, basically. So you're attached to a harness and you're then attached to a bungee rope, which is attached to the ceiling.
Right.
So essentially what it does is allows you to move quite freely where you wouldn't be able to move.
So are you dangling from the roof? Is that what I'm hearing?
Basically, but your feet do touch the floor and you have full control over it. So you can work as hard as you want or as little as you want.
Yeah, right.
And you basically move out through choreographed routines and different workouts.
Oh, okay. So do you, have you designed these choreographed workouts or what happens like in terms of doing the routine? It's like, would you call it dancing or is it sort of like you're following instructions kind of thing?
Okay. So we have three separate workouts. One's a bungee boogie, which is a dance workout. Then we've got a bungee hit, which is bungee high intensity interval training. Then we've got bungee basics, which is a basic workout, say for older adults or maybe people with less coordination or if they're a little bit worried about what they're doing, or less fitness levels.
Yeah.
So we've got three different varieties there. And like, let's say a dance workout would be where I would choreograph a routine and they'd follow me. And they learned that over about half an hour and it really gets them puffed out.
Yeah, right. And I've heard this has originated in Thailand. So
it did.
What made it, how did it make its way over to here, do you think?
Okay, so that I contacted the dance company that's over in Thailand and they came in and said, look, we can set it up for you, but your ceilings aren't the right height, blah, blah, blah. So I ended up finding a supplier that's in the States, and they sent all their bungees over to us, and we've just started up, and I've then created my own program.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess what I should ask is, you know, I feel like we always hear of new different fitness, I don't know if craze is the right word, maybe different fitness kind of things. It's a very vague word, I know, but, like, what is it that... maybe makes this different from any other sort of like new thing on the block kind of thing? Because everyone's always got the latest and greatest thing. But what do you think it is about bungee that is maybe going to make it stick around or maybe something that people should really make a part of their life, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yes, you're right. And there has been many things that have gone through the fitness industry and I've been around for a long time. So, but what I think is good about this, like, for example, I had a 78-year-old client this morning. His name is Alan and hopefully he's listening today. I think he is.
Yeah.
But I strapped him in and he's basically got lots and lots of injuries, but he was able to, once he was in the bungee, he was able to move so freely. He was able to squat and lunge. He was actually even able to run, whereas he has trouble walking.
Right.
So I think in this situation, it'll also allow people who are very fit to really leap high, to jump into push-ups, to go to the floor, to jump back up again. It makes burpees fun. Can you believe it? It makes burpees fun.
Yeah.
So I think that's the reason it'll stay, because everybody can do it.
Yeah, right. Is it? So I'm hearing that maybe it's similar to like being in a pool, you know? You can
yes.
take the weight off and still get some exercise out of it. Far out. And was it, when it originated in Thailand, was it there as a fitness thing, or has it become a fitness thing based on maybe another practice or something?
I think it's become a fitness thing, but it was in Thailand, it was based more on a dance program, a choreographed dance program.
Yeah.
So, and not everyone's a dancer, but we've then looked at it from a different perspective, from the fitness perspective, and said, well, we can create programs that would, you know, allow people to do push-ups, allow people to do squats and jumps and leaps and lunges and things like that without being able to have that range of movement otherwise.
Yeah, right. Well, fascinating to hear about it. It's at Bronte Fitness if you want to go check it out. So, hey, Linda, Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening.